Here we are again, Darren.
Sure are, mate. Number four.
Show number four, folks. What's the date today, then? It's probably about the 26th. No, it's the 25th today. I know it is, because it's the day after my birthday.
Happy birthday, mate.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For yesterday.
For yesterday, I know. Yeah. I know. And I'm only... Well, look, it says it on my shirt.
73.
No, it's 37, Darren.
When you look in the mirror.
Absolutely. Wearing my happy birthday shirt here. I have to take a picture of it so people can see, because I've obviously... Darren and Nick here. Hello, welcome. One more time. Nick and Daz radio show. Or podcast.
Podcast. Whatever you choose to call it.
That's right, here we are. Thanks for downloading or listening live on your computer. If you heard us before, you know it's just Darren and Nick is going to sit here for the next half hour and talk about anything and everything, really. We're pretty free and easy on what we're going to talk on. We've got a few kind of topics of conversation that we're going to throw in. We've got a wow, website of the week.
A pow, a program of the week.
And a bow, a beer of the week. I think we're kind of extending that.
Bow, wow, pow.
Bow, wow, pow. Oh, dear. We've only been going for a few minutes as well. We've got no beer to drink this week, so we're on gin and tonics.
And very nice it is too, very refreshing.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Chinko glasses. There you go, to prove we were drinking gin and tonic. Anyway, this week, what have you been up to this week, Darren? Anything special?
Nothing very exciting. I mean, I lead a pretty normal, boring life, really. What about you?
Well, I've been travelling the length and breadth of the country for my job today. I've been up to Gateshead one day, and then down to Hereford the next day. And for those people in the United States, that's a good couple of hundred miles each trip, and
small beer as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's still 4 hours of in one go, you know, and it doesn't have to take it out of you. So I've had a long week, lots of kind of like 8 hour days with travel and 2 hour meetings in between. So yeah it's been all right. But
you've earned your corn, then.
That's the one. And well, I've been also doing something else on this week. I've been buying and selling on eBay.
Yeah.
Have you ever done buying and selling on eBay?
I have done a little bit.
I thought we might describe it for some of those people. Those of you out there who know how to buy and sell on eBay, and lots of people do now, you know, sit back and relax, and you can correct us on any mistakes that we make. But we've had a great time. I've been buying and selling. You have to buy things to get a rating, or sell things to get a rating, don't you?
That's right. The more you sell, the more feedback you get from people. Hopefully positive feedback, the higher your rating score
goes.
It's
such a clever concept. The concept is, when you buy something and you pay for it, then you have to you leave your particular feedback about the person you bought the item from, and then that goes on a permanent record kind of thing. So the next person that wants to buy something from this person who's selling can look at their rating and see whether, you know, people they've bought and sold from before are happy with them and confident.
Yeah, and likewise, the person that's selling also leaves feedback about the person that's buying.
So
they can see that they're prompt payers and...
That's right.
And so on and so forth.
That is really good. And, I mean, I'd recommend anybody who's going to buy anything to check out eBay first. There are a couple of things that I will say. If you get into an auction, and it is an auction, so people, you know, you have to register and you have to put get your details on there, and you know, eBay do want credit card details, because they do, when you sell things, at least they do take a commission from you. But when you're buying, you've got to be careful, because you can get wrapped up in the enthusiasm of buying something on eBay and actually not notice there's like £30 postage and packaging on there, and then you pay like £50 for an item, and you could have bought it from Amazon for $49.95.
That's right. That's the thing you've got to watch. I mean, quite a few people out there do make a reasonable amount of money on the postage and packaging.
Yeah, so. Well, that's what they do. I mean, I've certainly, you know, gone to bid for something on eBay and found that you could actually, if you check out Amazon and Amazon.com or Amazon.co.uk in the UK. Both those websites will, you know, you can go onto them and type in the product that you're buying or wanting to bid for on eBay and get it brand new on Amazon. And if they have such good discounts on Amazon that you get it much lower. So, but buyer beware. But certainly, if you've got anything to sell, you can sell almost anything. I've got plenty of friends who go down to these car boot sales and auctions and buy, you know, box loads of rubbish at a real kind of in the room auction,
yeah,
divide it up and then sell it back on eBay. So,
well, you've heard of the phrase money for old rope.
Yeah.
Well, literally, so what someone did as a bit of a publicity stunt was that they found a piece of old rope that had been washed up on the beach,
right,
and they sold it on eBay for something ridiculous, like £100.
Really?
You know, literally, money for old rope.
I know. And so, if you've got any items in your garage, an old bike, or, you know, for instance, looking around here, we've got a barometer. You know, you don't want to use that barometer out there. There are hundreds of people out there who are looking on eBay for these things. I'm looking to sell a car soon. I've sold a car before on eBay. It's a free advert for me. So if you want a BMW, there's one going on eBay, very cheap. But buy and sell. My recommendation, I've been doing it today. I've been trying to buy an exercise machine, and it's certainly going to be one of the cheapest ways for me to get one. Anyway, what have you got now, Darren?
Well, I thought that we'd just mentioned last week the competition that we were running.
Exactly, yeah, well done.
It was a kind of an intro and name the band.
We were inundated, literally inundated with tens of emails. No, we had a few emails. People emailed in the answer to. We put a snippet of a song in the end of the show just to give people something to write in about. They emailed us at
podcast@cube3.biz.
Yeah, so they emailed us at podcast@cube3.biz. I really ought to write that on the wall in front of me. So
big letters.
In big letters, capital letters. But it's not. You can type it in lower or upper cases. podcast@cube3.biz. And Darren's got it all queued up in a minute. He's just getting ready. And we're going to go and play that song. The winner was... drum roll. It was Mike. Well done, Mike. You emailed us in, and we're going to send you a prize. I think we said it was going to be a pair of socks, something exciting
like that. With
our
logo on, but...
Yeah, with an N on it for Nick. Because that's what was on the socks. Brand new, unworn pair of socks, winging your way, hot-footed to your door. Get it, socks.
Very good, mate.
Anyway, this was the song for those people. I know you are waiting with bated breath. We're only going to play a snippet of it because we haven't got the ability to play whole songs on this. But quite a few people got it right. But Mike was the first with the answer. And this was Rio by Duran Duran.
No, it's actually Duran Duran, mate.
I get that wrong.
Always get that wrong.
Yeah, so that was Rio. Here we go. Let's have a few seconds. There he is. Good old... Mr. Simon Le Bon. Silly That's name. But we love him. Thank you for making that song, Simon, and cuz I know he listens quite often to us.
Do you think?
Yeah. No.
No. I doubt it somehow.
Downloading Nick and Daz podcast. Anyway. So that was the quiz last week. And as I said, we were inundated. So thanks, Mike. Well done. We'll send you a bit of a prize. A
token of our appreciation.
Yeah. Love you.
Please send us another email.
Yeah. So we've also had... we've got a few other things to talk about today. One of them was Cockney rhyming slang.
What's that all about,
Well,
mate?
What's been happening, because I've been travelling around the country, and over the next few weeks I'm going to try and do it whenever I do. I'm going to take my... MP3 recorder with me, and I'm going to record the way people speak. I think, you know, accents are just wonderful. We've touched on this before in another show. I think it was our first or second show.
The first show that we did.
And I just love accents. And as I said, being up in Gateshead, the Americans, we've talked about Americans having accents, but they can't touch us for... and I'm sure in other countries they have accents. You know, I know that, you know, for instance, in Greece you go out into the countryside and the Greek is quite different to Athens Greek.
It's the same in Spain.
And yeah. France and all that stuff. Yeah. But in England, we literally have from village to village different accents. People talk quite differently. And when I drive around the country, I go and see people. So we're going to have a standard saying. What was the standard phrase we were thinking about saying?
I'd like a pint of beer, please.
I'd like a pint of beer, please. And I was going to record people. So I'm going next week. We must do that, Darren. Make a note.
I'm
take
it. Down.
Take the minutes, Darren. we're going to have Nick recording various people around the country on his travels.
I can't write that quickly, mate.
And we're going to go and record them. But in the interim, I've been to a website, and it was a Cockney rhyming slang website, because in London, where's this website? I can't find it at the moment. In this in London, they have a Cockney rhyming slang, and there's a website. It's not the website of the week, but there's a website called Cockney Rhyming Slang, and it's www.cockneyrhymingslang.co.uk. And on this website, they've got the top 10 most used or best sayings at the moment.
Right.
And what I was going to do, Darren's going to turn away. He's not going to look and cheat. He's okay, turning away now and looking away. And I was going to. This is a website written and prepared by Gordon Smith. And here we go. The first one is I'm gonna say you a word. I'm gonna say it in Cockney rhyming slang, and you've got to tell me what the English version or the correct
right.
To it, right?
Yeah,
okay.
I've got
you. So here you go. This is 44 swinging door.
I have not got the foggiest idea what that means.
44 swinging door, poor.
Right.
You get it. You see now. You got that.
Poor and door, rhyme.
Like.
Right.
So if so you got the actual what Cockney rhyming slang is, if someone said 44 swinging door, it means she's a prostitute.
Right, I'm with you.
She's a 44 swinging door. Right, here we go. Here's another one then, Darren. Ready?
Go on then.
If I said that guy's a real Casablanca.
I know what I think it.
Yeah, you're right. That's what it is. Yeah, it begins with W and rhymes like Blanca.
Begins with W and ends in anchor.
That's the one. Here's another one then. He's up on the horse's hoof.
He's on the roof.
Yay! See, you got that one. And another one. Here we go. No, I don't like that one. here we go. Here, what's this one then? He was hit by a bullet from a billy. It's very topical.
Billy.
You got to get the second name of the person called
right.
Billy. It's Billy.
Well, that could be anybody, couldn't it?
A girl.
Right.
Used to go out with Chris Evans.
Billy Piper.
He was hit from a bullet by a billy.
A sniper.
Sniper! You got it! This is so much fun, isn't it? Anyway, go to www.cockneyrhymingslang.co.uk and you can look at these top 10. And what's this one? Calypso. What do you think Calypso is, Darren? Oh, no, I can't do that one. I've got to join to look at that one. Anyway, so go to the website, cockneyrhymingslang.co.uk, and then you can look at them yourself. Here you go. He was a real Cockney. He was a real Glasgow Rangers to me.
Rangers. Strangers.
Yeah.
Stranger.
He was a stranger.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, go to that website. That's cockneyrhymingslang.co.uk. What have you got now, Darren, then?
I've got a POW.
A POW. What's your POW then this week?
It's a programme of the week.
Yeah.
It's a programme called Inkscape. It's another open source programme.
Right.
I'm kind of into that a bit at the moment.
We described open source last week. That was the free software that people have written, and it's not locked up like Windows or any of the other Microsoft programs.
That's right. You can get into it, and if you're clever enough, and you know.
But you don't need to. So what does Inkscape do then?
Well, it's a bit like Adobe Illustrator. It's what's known as a scalable vector graphics editor. Whatever that means, but
it's an art program then.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It's what we use to design our logo. I mean, if you go to www.podomatic.com.
Podcast Alley, is it on that one as well?
I don't think your artwork comes down on Podcast Alley.
Right. Go on, carry on.
But it certainly does on podomatic.com. So you know, go and have a look at our logo there, and that was designed
in Inkscape.
In Inkscape, so
right.
it's a good program if you sort of into that kind of thing, and you can download it from www.inkscape.org.
How do you spell Inkscape?
Inkscape.org.
And this is a bit of an arty program, a bit more advanced than just art. It's not like a kids art program. This is a graphics designer.
It's for the grown ups. You know, it's for the arty types that like messing about and creating logos.
It's free.
It is free. Like all of the open source programs, it's free. You know, you've got the facility to make a donation if you wish. I certainly have, and it just helps the guys that are writing these sort of programs. You know, just helps them along, and check it out. It's a good program.
Fantastic. Well, good advice there. So go to www.inkscape.org and download that open source kind of design your own logo program.
Yeah, Inkscape.
Inkscape. Fantastic. So I've got a website of the week after your pow. We'll go pow wow.
Pow wow.
We must get some jingles.
It's crying out for a jingle, isn't it?
And the website of the week is a kind of fairly obvious one, but again, I don't think everybody is using it. And if you go to Google, you can go to your Google website, and I think everyone's using Google, www.google.co.uk or google.com. You can go on and look, and there are so many other things. If you click on more at the top, just above the search engine, where you type in your request to search the web, there are so many other things, and I use a good deal of these. One of them is Google Maps. You click on Google Maps, and that will tell you you can put a start place in an end place, and it'll tell you how long it takes to get there, your average speed.
It's a route finder.
A route finder map. Yeah, fantastic.
Really
powerful.
I didn't know that was there.
It's really powerful. Google Maps.
Yeah.
And you can just put in your home address or your address in a postcode, and then where you want to go to, and it gives you a route and everything. It's very, very clever, and you can find businesses, find hotels. It can give you directions. So it's very, very good. Very, very good program. That's Google in general. But there's so many other things. You can get Google on your phone. You can go Frugal. Frugal is another one, which is quite good.
What's that all about?
Well, if you click on Frugal, it searches things in a financial way. So it gives you you can search for smart shopping, it's called.
It finds all the
best deals.
The best deals.
Yeah,
right,
absolutely.
That sounds
absolutely
good.
Absolutely. But I think the best thing that we found on Google is something that Darren actually introduced me to something, and we did talk about it last week when we were talking about that space. Traveling through space program.
Yeah, Celestia.
Celestia, which we did, was an open source last week. We touched on the thing which was Google Earth, which is something that you told me about. Tell me a bit more about it now.
That's right. I mean, Google Earth, fantastic program. I mean, how do you
get it?
Just type in Google Earth at.
Right. Well, I'll go to Google. I'll do it now while we're talking.
In your Google search engine, and it's just a fantastic program.
What does it do?
Well, it basically gives you the facility to zoom in on any part of the world and just go so close in to the centre of cities and towns, and actually see the detail, even down to the level of detail that allows you to see cars and
you can see people's heads. You can actually see people's heads. Now, you have to say this is not. Live, is it? This is like photographs. They've done satellite photographs of.
I think the oldest photograph on there is something like 3 years old.
Right.
So the images are from kind of now back to three years old.
And they're updating it all the time. I mean, I've looked on it already. I mean, do it with your kids. This is definitely something to take a tour with the kids. You need to sit with them because some of the controls are a little bit complicated until they get the hang of it. But I mean, you can fly from outer space and zoom right into your neighbourhood, right down to your house.
That's right, and we've done it, and you can actually see my silver car parked on the drive outside of my house, and you can actually make out the car parked there.
Did you know you can get driving directions through it?
I didn't know.
Yeah, you can get driving directions through it. You can search for schools or parks, restaurants or hotels or whatever, and you get, you can actually request diving directions, and it'll draw a map on the earth, so you can see a map overlaid on top of
onto the actual detail.
Yeah, which is really cool. And you can tilt and rotate your view, so you can actually come down, and instead of looking just from above, you
That's
can come
right.
down to ground level as if you were looking horizontally along the surface.
That's right. And where there are mountains, you actually see the, you know,
its topography is real. You click on a button and it's got, you, I mean, one of the best places to go to is the Grand Canyon.
Absolutely.
I had a great time. Went into the Grand Canyon, and so you go to www.google.com or google.co.uk, and you type in Google Earth, and you get this software, and you download it onto your computer. It's a free version, and you can literally go anywhere on the whole of the planet. Some of the places are in more detail than others, though, aren't they?
That's right. The areas that are highly populated, like cities like London, that's you know, it's just like looking at an aerial photograph of London. Whereas in out in the sticks, out in the countryside,
yeah,
the level of detail isn't quite so good.
No, I mean, but
it, you can still make out features.
Well, I could see people's heads. I went down to Tiananmen Square, and in Tiananmen Square, you could actually see groups of people, and you know, you could see little dots, and you could see their heads.
Yeah.
You could definitely see the heads of people, which I think is incredible because they're not, you know, half a foot across, are they? And you're zooming down to that detail, so you can see buildings in amazing details. And there's another one where they've actually put on the high-rise buildings in New York, for instance, and you can fly through the city and with the buildings in 3D. So
it's fantastic.
It is. Google Earth. I recommend anybody goes and has a look at that and downloads it. That's another bit of software. That's two programs of the week. But it go to that website. So the website of the week was Google, just for its fantastic variety of different things you can do on that website.
Mm-hmm.
Click on more and you go and see all these different things like how to find maps and Frugal and the hundreds of other things. And then, of course, the bit of software you download, which Google have done, is Google Earth, and just shows you how small your planet really is. Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic. So, I mean, we've only got, you know, 8 minutes left of the show.
Have we got enough time for one of my farts?
I think we probably have, Darren. Is it brewing?
I think it is. I mean, just to say, this is my farts. Facts are really terrific.
Yeah, before anybody actually switches off, before they hear one of your trumps, it's not a Darren trumping live on air. Hey, go on then. Let's have a bit of an intro to it then, Darren.
On average, a man will spend 5 months of his life shaving.
Golly gee.
Wake up, Nick. Wake up.
Oh, fantastic.
Just
5 months.
5 months, solidly shaving.
That reminds me of that Jasper Carrot joke. Jasper Carrot is a comedian in the UK. Very, very funny guy from where we are here. And he did a good joke all about what he does in his life. You can look this up. I must listen to it. I won't do the guy justice, but he basically goes through all the different things that you do in your life.
Yeah.
From shaving for 5 months, you know, sitting in his car at traffic lights. He's going to spend a whole, you know, 3 months of his life just sitting at traffic jams.
I mean, yeah, how much of your life do you spend picking your nose?
Well, what about him being abed? He said, you know, over 50% of your life is asleep.
Exactly. What a waste of time that is.
So, you know, you start, let's say the average man lives to about, what, 60 years, 70 years.
Yeah.
And he's going to spend 30 years gone. 30 years of gone.
Asleep.
Okay, and we just had a couple of things. So we lost another couple of years, you know, shaving and sitting in traffic jams. You know, that's another couple. So down to 28 years.
So far, we've spent 2 hours of our life podcasting.
Exactly. But, I mean, you know, and he goes through it. Sitting on the loo. You do it 5 minutes a day, every day. You know, that's like, you know, 10% of your life is sitting on the loo and doing ablutions and having baths and showers. You know, 10%. That's another, you know, off out of 60, that's another 6 years gone. So we're now down to 22 years left just to enjoy ourselves.
And most of that is spent at work.
Yeah, well, yeah, you've got to work. Crumbs.
It just gets
half of that's gone already now, work. So we're down to, like, you know, 2 years, 3 years left of just enjoying. And he goes down and down and down. And, I mean, sex. You know, sex. Add up all those times that you have sex. You know, a whole hour is gone out of your life. And you go, oh, it's just brilliant. He says, you know, if you've done it 100 times, you know,
yeah,
over your, you know, life, then, you know, that's an hour gone of your life. Jasper Carrot, very good, very funny comedian. I recommend you listen to him. So, in my travels, I've got a bow now. So we've had a wow, and we've had a pow, and now we're going to have a bow. And a bow is a beer of the week. I thought I might introduce a beer of the week this week.
Well, that sounds like a good idea. I mean, we've mentioned beers in previous shows.
Yeah. Well, we like a tipple, Darren and me. And I've tried a new beer. I mean, I'm one of these people. I'll try anything once.
Right.
Apart from incest and Morris dancing. I'll try anything once, which must be a great relief to my sisters, actually. The rest of my family. But no, it's we'll stop there.
Try,
as a good friend of mine used to say, try anything once apart from those two things. Morris dancing especially. Beer of the week, I'll try it. So I went into this place and I've been looking on the web, and I've been watching the television, and they've been pushing it hard. The beer, that is, they've been pushing this, trying to sell this beer. It's advertised by having an albino girl with a white bottle of beer, and it's called Cronenberg Blanc.
Blanc?
B-L-A-N-C.
You mean Blanc? It's French.
Is it? Right.
Blanc.
Well, I drank it in Gateshead, so do you reckon they say Blanc in...
I doubt it.
Why, I is Cronenberg Blanc. Blanc.
You're in Wales again then.
I am, yes. Well, I'm no good with accents, but I would love to. We're going to have to record some. But this beer, and it was quite embarrassing, because I said, oh, I'll try that, have a pint of that please. Came out of the pump and sat again, and my boss came and gave it to me, and his face of thunder. Now, he's a nice guy,
yeah,
but how much do you think a pint of Cronenberg Blanc cost?
£1.80, £2.
No, come on, it's a new beer they're putting on promotion. You know, really pushing it hard. So what would they be selling it at?
£3 or £4 a pint?
£4.50 a pint.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
No, this is the other point. I had to force it down then. I mean, he was like, drink it, you know, and I, okay. And it's like someone had squirted, it's like lager and lime. Cloudy lager and lime.
Really?
It wasn't that white. It was still quite yellow.
Yeah.
It was a pale yellow, I suppose. Not like lager yellow. But it was slightly cloudy,
yes.
And it's got lime in it, so it was like lager and lime. And I had this pint of ice cold. I mean, it's ice cold. I don't rate it, you know. I've been looking on websites, and you know, looking on these websites, you see these websites, and there's one here that I have to introduce you to. I'll go and see if I can find it again. Oh dear, I keep clicking away from things. I must save these things. And this website was a beer website, and I think I put it in my favourites. And basically, this website rates beer and tells you what the beer is like, you know.
Right.
And God, stalling for time here. Here it is. No, can't find it.
I've got to say that lager and lime. Lime is normally. A good way of disguising actually how bad the lager that you're drinking is.
Yeah, well, that's what they...
You know, so it sounds to me as if they're spoiling what is, I assume, a decent, half-decent lager.
Yeah.
By putting lime in it.
Well, I have to say I wasn't overly impressed with that. I can't find that website. I found a website that rates beer. Rates beer, this basically is website. And
it's staring.
I've written it down. It's Rate Beer. www.ratebeer.com. And this website, let me type it in. Rate beer. I can't even say it. Rate beer.
You're back on spoonerisms again.
I am. Right? Tell us a spoonerism, Darren. Have you got any new ones recently?
Crikey, you put me on the spot there. We've had cheeky squares, we've had lack of pies.
No.
No, you can't find it.
Lack of pies.
Yeah, pack of lies.
That's right.
Done.
Can't find it. Never mind. We've not prepared as well as we have done in the past. I've got the website here now.
Here we go.
And let's see if we can find the beer. They rated this beer. can't find how to use this website. Forget it. They rated this beer. I read this website and they rated this beer and it was 3 out of 10. And I would give it 3 out of 10. So my rating
that bad.
I mean, the cost and the colour and the taste. You know, it was alcoholic. That's about all I can say for it.
Yeah.
So that's it. I got one more thing to say because we're actually out of time. You know, it's 30
really?
Minutes already.
Crikey.
It just flies by when we're umming
really
and
ahhing, yeah.
Doesn't it? You know. we love doing this. I really, really enjoy it. That's why we keep on coming back. So I hope you're enjoying it, folks. And we're going to be here next week doing the same thing again. So don't forget to go to Podcast Alley. Where are we now in the charts at the moment on Podomatic?
Podomatic, I think the highest we've been is 42, I think.
42 out of 100.
Yeah, in the top 100.
The top 100.
In the talk radio category.
Okay.
And about number 89 in the overall most listened
89, that's 10
podcast.
Places higher than last week.
It
so
was, yeah.
Keep clicking on us, keep listening, folks. We enjoy doing this and the more people, the higher we get, it encourages us to keep going. We're on iTunes now as well, aren't we, Darren?
We are. That was my challenge from last week, was to get us on iTunes.
And we're on iTunes,
so you can
follow the link on iTunes now. The Darren and Nick podcast show. So, you know, all it remains for us to say is
thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, and we've got a little jingle, our end of show jingle. I don't think this week was as good as last week, but we'll have to try harder next week.
We will try harder. We promise to try harder.
Thanks very much for listening, folks. We'll see you next time.
Cheers. Bye-bye.